Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
It was a pivotal day, folks. The market spent most of the session waiting, and then Fed Chair Powell dropped the hammer.
He certainly did. So the FOMC left rates unchanged, which everyone expected. But the press conference really moved the needle, didn't it?
It was all about expectations. Powell basically said, don't get ahead of yourselves on big rate cuts. He signaled there's room to cut, but not unless the labor market really weakens. The market was pricing in a 65% chance of a September cut yesterday. Today, it's down below 50%.
That's a massive repricing in just a few hours, and we saw the reaction immediately. Stocks turned south.
A classic risk-off move. The S&P 500 and the Dow both finished in the red. The Nasdaq managed a small gain, but that was mostly thanks to a handful of mega caps holding up the fort. You saw money flow into utilities, but sectors like materials, real estate, and energy got hit hard.
And what about the bond market? I saw the 10-year yield spiked.
It certainly did. It jumped 6 basis points and tagged its 200-day moving average at 4.38%. That is a critical level traders are watching now. When bond yields rise like that, it puts pressure on stock valuations.
And the economic data we got this morning really gave Powell the ammunition he needed, right?
Exactly. The Q2 GDP reading came in hotter than expected at 3%. And the ADP employment report also beat consensus. So when Powell says the economy isn't being held back by policy, he has the data to back it up.
Got it. Now let's talk earnings. A huge number of reports today, with Microsoft and Meta on deck after the close. But one name that really stood out was Seagate.
Yes, STX. This was a fascinating case study in market expectations. The company reported a solid quarter, beat on earnings, and even hit record gross margins, but the stock still fell over 3%.
So why the drop? It sounds like a great report.
It's because the stock had run up nearly 130% since April. Expectations were through the roof. So when they gave cautious guidance for the next quarter, citing weak PC demand, it was the perfect excuse for investors to lock in those massive profits.
But there's a bigger, longer-term story there with their HAMR technology, isn't there?
Absolutely. That's the real bull case. HAMR, or heat-assisted magnetic recording, is their next-gen tech for the massive storage drives needed for AI and cloud data centers. They're getting those products qualified with customers now and expect a big production ramp-up by mid-2025. So today's drop is a classic battle. Near-term caution versus a very compelling long-term growth story.
Okay, let's pivot to tomorrow. Given this backdrop, what are the tactical setups you're watching? Any continuation plays standing out?
Even with the chop, some charts are holding their structure. I'm looking at TSM. It had a pullback but on strong volume, which suggests buyers are interested. A break above 243.80 could get it moving. I'm also watching SPGI, which is in a very tight consolidation. A move over 531 could spark a quick run.
And how about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling for a potential breakout.
Two names come to mind, AVGO and GE. Broadcom is showing incredible relative strength, closing near its highs and pushing against resistance at 302. And GE is building a nice base around 269. A pop over 272 could be the start of its next leg up.
Interesting. Now, I have to ask about AMD. The watchlist flags it as a continuation setup, but I also saw it got hit with a downgrade to sell today. How do you square that?
That's a great question, and it's what makes trading interesting. The chart shows it's holding a key support level, a technical setup for a bounce. The downgrade is a fundamental headwind. For me, that means the trade is now higher risk. I'd need to see a very decisive volume-backed move to get involved, and my stop loss would be much tighter. It's a perfect example of the chart telling you one thing and the news telling you another.
So to wrap it all up, we have a hawkish Fed, a market repricing rate cuts, and the Fed's favorite inflation report, PCE, due out tomorrow morning. What's the final takeaway for traders?
The word is caution. The internal numbers showed far more sellers than buyers today, which is a warning flag. Don't chase moves. The key levels to watch are 632 on the SPY for support, and 570 for the QQQ. The market's reaction to tomorrow's PCE data will be huge. Let the dust settle, and then look for your spots.
Excellent analysis, a lot to watch for. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep, and we'll see you tomorrow. Trade smart, everyone.